Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts.
What is up, fam? It's me. It's Ash, the host of this podcast. Here we are, cruising through March. Truly cruising through this year already. I feel like I just got back from my ski trip with my family over Christmas, and it's the beginning of the year, and then boom, when I go to write anything down, I look and I see that we are now in the middle of March. We are actually past the middle of March, and that's crazy. It's a little scary. But either way, we're doing it. I hope you're making yourself proud. If you're not, what do you need to do to pivot, to adjust, to make stuff happen? Today is going to be a fun episode. I am sort of switching it up a little bit, and I was thinking about all the things that I do during the week, during my day, that make me happy, that make me better, that make me a better version of myself to some extent. And so I thought it would be fun for me to share some of my go-tos that fill my heart with positivity, that set my day up, that end my day on a better note, that shifts my energy. Some of them are habits, some of them are not, but they're just things I do during the day that make an impact on how I show up. And some of these things are super simple, but I wanted to share it because one, of course, I want to let you guys in on the things that I do, but two, I wanted to inspire you to hone in on some of your go-tos. Maybe you have some go-tos that gotta go, like they should not be a go-to anymore. Maybe you have a go-to that you haven't really realized is a go-to and it makes you so happy and you don't do it often enough. So you gotta really gear up to hone in on this go-to in your life. So let this episode be fun. Let this episode inspire you to either throw away things that shouldn't be your go-tos anymore, or maybe some fun things that you can add into your daily life so that you can be a better version of you today and tomorrow and every day after. Okay, my first go-to. I'm going to say it. Some of you are going to laugh. Some of you are going to think that I just shouldn't share it as a go-to, but here I go. You guys, I have a Stanley cup. If you follow me on social media, you already know this because I post it on my story when I'm working out. But I have a Stanley cup, and this cup makes me very happy. I'm not saying that you have to go out and buy yourself a Stanley cup, but maybe if you had a cute cup from Amazon or the dollar store, or you do want a Stanley cup, maybe if you had one of those, it would help you to stay hydrated. It would help you to drink water. It would help you to have less headaches. It would change your life in more ways than one. I have a few Stanley cups and I'm not proud of it. I'm really not. We don't have a lot of room in our current apartment. And there's a few times that my husband Austin is like, are we ever going to throw any of these away? There's not enough room. The answer is no. We're keeping all of the cups because I love them. They make me drink water and they also just make me happy. I feel like a cool girl. I feel like an it girl. And it just makes me feel a little bit more confident, okay? There's no shame in what your go-to game is. Let me just throw it out there. Because some of you are going to think that some of my go-tos are like lame, but we don't judge. Don't judge yourself for the things that you enjoy. Don't judge yourself for finding little things in life that make you smile, that make you feel good. That's where the magic is. So if a Stanley cup or any kind of cup makes you happy, makes you drink more water, freaking do it. There's so many more worse things in the world that we could be buying and diving into, but it's a cup and it really does make me happy. I also got these little toppers that go on the straw. So if it tips over or you spill it, it's got a little cute straw on it. And I got on Amazon and I got just little silicone ones. And they also make me happy. So get yourself a cool cup so that you can drink more water. Another go-to of mine is some shower steamers. It's these little things that you put in the corner of your shower that make your shower smell good. And oh, they just, I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you know that I like to wash off my day. I get in the shower at night to just rinse all the crap that happened during my day off. And if you go on Amazon and get yourself a shower steamer, oh my goodness, they are game changing. They are full of essential oils. So there's like citrus ones or lavender ones or peppermint ones to help wake you up. They're just so good. They will level up your shower game and it will help you in the morning to set your day up. It will also help you at night to wash your day off so you can get ready to get into bed nice and cozy. Just end your day on a positive note. So yes, they're called shower steamers. On the same topic or idea of the shower, I have little shower affirmations. They stick to the shower door, the shower wall. All you have to do is wet the little back of the card and they say positive things on them. Mine are from Jax Kelly. I think jaxkelly.com, I think. And it's just a good way to read positive words in the morning, at night, in the middle of your day, whenever. Right? Our mind is so powerful. And when you fill your space, your environment with positive words, positive language, it absolutely will get stored into your subconscious. So when things get hard, when life hits, when you're just having a bad day, you will find yourself actually repeating positive words and affirmations and encouragement because you filled your space with good stuff. So yes, get yourself a set of shower affirmations or write it on your shower door, whatever you got to do. I'm telling you, if you level up your shower game, you're going to level up your day, your sleep, whatever it is. It just feels good. That's a good go-to right there. I have also been reading. Okay. So I have a book. It's by the one and only Mel Robbins. She's kick-ass. She's amazing. I'm reading her book called The High Five Habit. And this isn't an advertisement for her book, although it is very good. I want you guys to check in on how much you've been reading, how much you've been filling your mind with good stuff, how much you've been continuing your education in this self-help, self-growth, personal development journey. 10 minutes a day is literally all you need to dive into something that lifts your vibes, to dive into something that makes you think, that makes you curious, that makes you want to learn more. So my go-to right now is The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. What's yours? Let's just make a pact that we're going to read more or that we're going to listen to an audiobook a little bit more than we have. I get it. It's often something that we like push aside because we've gone to school for so long or maybe we're in school. We don't want to learn anymore. But find yourself a book, whether it's a personal development book or a book that you're reading for fun. Find yourself a book to read so you can spend time with yourself learning, growing, doing something other than scrolling on social media nonstop, which is exactly what I did before I started recording this episode. But I finally mustered up enough energy to just get it done. Yes, I'm calling myself out because I'm not perfect, okay? Sometimes it's easy to get stuck in the social media game and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. And then you realize it's 2 hours later and you still haven't done all the things that you wanted to get done today. So maybe this is exactly what you needed to hear. Put the phone down. Well, keep listening, but put the phone down and go do something productive. Go dive into some of your go-tos. Okay, this one's simple, but it's so good. I have a frother, okay? You know that I love coffee. Coffee isn't just something that I do in the morning because it wakes me up and it tastes good. It literally brings me joy, and some days it is the only thing that gets me out of bed to go tackle my day. So little disclaimer, if you struggle waking up and going and moving your body, or waking up and getting ready for work, or just getting out of bed. Place something outside of your bed that you just can't freaking wait to wake up to go do, to go see, right? Maybe it's avocado toast. Maybe it's your coffee, just like me. Maybe it's your meditation routine. Maybe it's a person. Like, what do you need to help motivate you to just jump out of bed and get moving and grooving? For me, some days it's coffee, which is why it's, you know, one of my go-tos. But more specifically, I have a frother. It's by Nespresso. I put my half and half in there, or my heavy cream, and I just whip it up. And oh my goodness, does it take my coffee game to the next level? And it makes me happy. It just makes me smile. It makes me feel good. And it tastes so yummy. So yes, that's a go-to of mine. Okay, the next one is not really a physical thing, but it's something that I've been doing a little bit more that's been protecting my peace. And if it's protecting mine, I know for dang sure it will help you protect yours. My do not disturb button on my phone. It's powerful. It helps quiet the mind. It helps quiet your spirit, your energy. It helps you to protect your peace. And your peace is very important. Your sanity is very important. If you are at peace with yourself and your life, no matter what's going on in it, you will be able to show up better than ever before. So if you need to click your little do not disturb when you're meditating, do it. If you need to click your do not disturb when you're moving your body, do it. Protect your time. Protect your peace by setting a little boundary between you and the whole big, wide world. We live in a day and age where it's instant access, right? Somebody doesn't answer their phone, we're immediately texting them like, oh my God, call me back right now. I do that to my mom all the time. We live in a day and age where we order something and we want it at our door in 3 hours. And it's crazy that that's even possible. But it is through Amazon. So just protect your time. Give yourself a little bit of space and peace to just be. And do it by clicking that wonderful little do not disturb button. It's one of my go-tos. It's one of my favorite go-tos right now. The last little go-to that I want to share with you guys is my new found little workout routine. I have been going to sort of like a hot yoga HIIT class. It's called Yoga Joint. I don't even know where you're listening to this episode. I don't know if there's any studios by you, but the point isn't what I'm doing. Specifically, the point is the routine, right? Sweating out toxins and BS and moving stagnant and stuck energy, right? Taking time to do something to challenge myself. It helps me feel more confident. It helps me feel more at peace. It helps me feel happier. It helps me feel more gratitude. So yes, I love my little workout, but I just want to challenge you to do something that challenges you every single day, whether that's the walk outside, whether it's the stretch, whether it is yoga, whether it's a spin class, it doesn't matter what it is, just make it work and make sense for you. We go throughout our day and we wait for happy moments and peaceful moments and fun moments to arrive at our doorstep right in front of us. We wait for these moments to come to us, to make us feel good. The point of sharing my go-tos is to remind you that every single day, every single second that goes by, you have an opportunity to create something amazing, to create something better than the day before. And sometimes it's just by filling up your pretty little cup with water, right? Sometimes it's frothing up your milk and adding ice cubes to your coffee. Sometimes it's reading your book. Sometimes it's smelling the essential oils in the shower. Sometimes it's sweating and moving. Sometimes it's intentionally putting a boundary up between you and the rest of the world with social media and the instant access that everybody thinks that they should have to us. We have an opportunity. We have an obligation to create our best life. And the only way that you are going to do that is by intentionally living, by filling your day with things that make you smile. No, not every day is going to make us smile. No, not all the things that we do during the day are going to make us smile and make us feel good. That's just not life, right? Life is not perfect. Life is hard. But if we can be intentional with our time and fill it with a whole bunch of little things that make us damn happy, what kind of life will you create for yourself? If you filled up every day with your go-tos that make you smile, that make you feel good, how would your life change? This is your sign that you have been waiting for. You don't need permission to go do big things. You don't need permission to go do great things. You don't need permission from anybody else to go be happy. All you have to do is create it. Create it by engaging in the little things every day that are going to make you smile, that are going to make you feel good, that are going to fill you up. I promise, if you add some of your go-tos in to your life every single day, you will be happier. You will feel better. You will feel more positive and joyful, and you will feel so much more fulfilled. And when you feel all of those good things, you will go out and do big things. That's how it works. If you feel good, you feel confident, you will go out and accomplish amazing things because you know that you can. You know that you're worth it. It's simple math, guys. It's simple math. That's it. That's all that I have for you guys. I hope that you liked this fun little episode, getting a little glimpse into some of my favorite things in my world right now. This shifts all the time, but this is just some of my go-tos right now. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Go fill your day with a whole bunch of little magical moments. You deserve it. And just in case nobody has told you in a while, I'm proud of you. You be proud of you. Believe in yourself. This life is amazing. So go be great today. And don't forget to show up for it. You guys know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Share this with all of your people. Tag me when you are listening to it. Let's spread all the good vibes. All right, you guys. That's it. I will talk to you guys next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.